Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Who Sucks Less is coming up, a first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
And a couple from our question, what is the craziest or the most scandalous thing that has happened at your workplace? Guys, I used to do hospital security. One day, the police and paramedics brought in a restrained patient. This guy was over 400 pounds, and he was high on a combination of meth, PCP, and cocaine.
Jesus.
He had been tased twice and was still fighting. Mm-hmm. I have no idea how they got him on the gurney to begin with. It took all four security officers, half the ER staff, and multiple police to move him over to the hospital gurney and restrain him again. Between security and bus driving, I could write a book about the crazy stuff that happened. That from Iris, the bus driver.
You think they wake up the next morning, hey, guys, thanks a lot for taking care of me. Do you remember last night?
No.
No, I really don't.
Yeah. Guys, I've been working at a food warehouse since October of last year, and on my first day, 30 feet and 9 rows of pallets of liquids all fell down and on a coworker's leg as he failed to get out of the way fast enough. His leg was absolutely crushed and later had to have both of his legs amputated. I witnessed this firsthand along with at least 6 to 8 other employees. This was apparently the first serious accident in this warehouse since the 1970s. What a way to be welcomed on your first day at work. Cheers, bitches, and have a fantastic rest of your day. And if you can't fulfill that, then you are, oh yeah. That from Alex. As we move on to the birthday request. Dear Men's Room, today is my son Jackson's 17th birthday. Will you please wish him a happy birthday with an original fish sandwich? Are your penises too small? And Coach Ted telling him about how turning 17 does not yet equal freedom, because I still own him for at least one more year. That from his dad out in Ravensdale, Washington.
Two Oregon fish sandwiches.
The penis is too small.
All right, Jackson, Dad's right about this. First of all, you're 17, son. 18 makes you an adult. And I know you think you're an adult, but wait till next year. As you get arrested or busted for doing something dumb, you're going to go to real jail. Right. Let that baby book in.
If you can't get charged like an adult, you're not an adult.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to help your dad out on this one, too. Next year, you might turn 18. You live under that house. You live under those rules.
Yeah.
Guys, happy 18th birthday to my daughter, Hayden. Can I get a dirty German telling her about adulting? And you guys talking all over each other about how important school is. Don't hold back. Then maybe a big old bong rip, too. I love you. That from Mama.
Yeah, in Deutschland, adulting means you can finally be invited to the orgy. That is how we do it. Hence, adulting, more than one adult.
Yeah, you know, usually if somebody turns 18, I would tell them to go to a strip club or something.
Yeah.
But this is a female, so maybe I tell her to be careful of the Jackson fella out in Ravensdale.
Yeah, the other flip side of that. Now that you're 18, show me your boobies.
Oh, let's see how important school is. Well, one thing I can
remember is
man, I'll tell you what, I think it comes down just to this.
It is
just get through it, because in the end, it's just whether or not you have the ability to do what you got to do. You learn and really hard, but just get it done.
Guys, my girlfriend has not converted yet to the show yet, so I got to send my own birthday request. I turned 30 years young today, but 11 years in the Army makes the body feel twice that age. So how about Coach Ted with a pregame pump on tequila and the Dirty Germans telling my girlfriend how I want my pineapple upside down cake? I'll thank you guys for making traffic tolerable and keep on rocking. That from Angel.
What birthday is this?
30.
All right. A 30th birthday. Now look, things are going to get a little hairy, a little out of control. How do I know? Well, you're pregaming with tequila. All right? I would say either make that into a cocktail or something else. Maybe you got a sip of tequila, but go easy, my friend. I know how birthdays go. You start doing shots of tequila before you go out, you hit a bar. Next thing you know, you're puking off the back deck.
Yeah, you want this pineapple upside down cake, which in Deutschland, of course, is one of the more flexible sex positions that you could possibly have. I would simply tell her to limber up and keep holding her ankles.
Yeah, I would also remind her that tonight when she's drinking tequila, she has to suck and drink the worm. Yeah. You can choose what the worm is.
Yeah, just put this in the glass.
Actually, that's mezcal, isn't it?
It is mezcal. Mm-hmm.
I kind of hate that the truth got out there.
What about the mezcal worm?
Yeah, that was a fun little thing we said for years. And now it's like, even I know, but technically that's mezcal.
Well, just drink mezcal.
It used to be back in the day that Jose Cuervo would put a worm in their
to
body.
To prove the purity or something that.
They just put a worm in the bottle. I don't know if that was necessary or not.
Did they put it in the bottle, or did they find one in the bottle and said, look, if we keep doing this, people will think we did it on purpose. That's like a guy I told me years ago. He's like, when you trip in public, like on the sidewalk, just keep walking the way you tripped, and then people think you have a problem, and it's not funny.
Have you guys ever seen the tarantula in the bottle of mezcal?
Yes, I have.
That's something.
Yes, I have.
Guys, the beers.
I drank tarantula tequila.
Was there a tarantula in the bottle?
No, it's awful. It's blue.
Guys, the Beers on Me podcast would like to wish our co-host Shane, pronounced Shigs, a happy birthday. His affection for lawnmower beers keeps our reviews grounded, and tales of his youth have served as a valuable warning to others. So he deserves a Your Penis Is Too Small and some shotgun gets from Thrill. Cheers, guys. Appreciate it.
Your penis is too small.
Get.
Fellas. Get. Fellows, want to wish my wonderful wife, Ray, a happy birthday. Thank you for putting up with me, letting me watch all the football I ever wanted and never The Bachelor. So if Ted could give her a pep talk on astrology and also include a You Like That. Thanks from your husband, Ian.
You like that? You like that?
What's her name, Miles?
Ray.
All right, Ray. I kind of thought about this one earlier in the office. Coach was sitting there, and he's like, what am I going to tell her about astrology? Not tell you the God's honest truth. I think a lot of it's crap, all right? And if there's a guy interested in it, you know why? Wants to have sex with you. Stop talking about it all the time at the bar. Maybe I'm just in a bad mood because I'm in a bad mood. Not because the moon's out or because something's in retrograde. What's my sign? I don't know. Let's have sex. What's your exact birth time? Like, you want me to call my mother? She's 80 years old. She don't need to be looking at that stuff.
She's asleep.
You're so approachable. That's what I like about it.
That's right. Yeah. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
BG. Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Now, the Men's Room wants to know, who sucks last?
Yay, time for Who Sucks Last. Stephen Thrill-Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck, but it's up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed, and let's just get to it. Let us start in England, specifically in Birmingham. And look, people get mad at other people for all kinds of reasons. This one takes the cake for me. Andrew Ridley, he attacked a guy named Max Stevens after complaining that the glare from his bald head had ruined his views of a gig at the O2 Academy there in Birmingham. So Ridley, who's also balding, He pushed Mr. Stevens to the ground after saying the venue's lighting was shining in his eyes. Insulting comments were made to Mark Stevens. Witnesses say they saw Mr. Stevens then push Ridley in the chest, but the push was not hard enough to make him fall over. What happened next was that Ridley pushed Mark Stevens to the floor, knocking him unconscious. Ridley then straddled Mr. Stevens and continued to punch him hard in the face and body. Well, Mark ended up suffering a bleed to the brain and needed 3 weeks off work following the attack at a monster truck gig. Mr. Stevens now suffers from high blood pressure, short-term memory loss following the assault, and he no longer attends concerts. Ridley, now he initially went on trial in August, but accused of wounding with intent, but the trial was abandoned after he admitted to causing grievous bodily harm. He was given a 15-month sentence and suspended for 2 years. He'll also have to carry out 150 hours of community service and pay about $200 in compensation. Again,
not the worst.
The glare from the lights off of your bald head is bugging my eyes, so I'm going to beat you to the point that you have a brain bleed. And keep in mind, the guy did the assaulting, also balding. Yeah, I don't know what to think. Now we move on. A cleaner. This actually fits in with today's question. A cleaner spiked her colleague's coffee with Viagra. This is what the court heard. 62-year-old Karen Beal, she'd worked at Envirograph, that's a fire safety producer, for 7 years when she was caught lacing the Nescafe instant coffee with a foreign substance. But she was filmed at the factory by a hidden camera after a staff member claimed her morning cup of coffee tasted odd. The drink had blue and white specks in it. Now, police were informed, and it was later discovered that two coffee jars contained a number of what they call abnormal ingredients. This included, sildenafil, that's the erectile dysfunction treatment sold under the name Viagra, as well as a medication for high cholesterol. The 13-minute-long footage, it showed Beal wearing blue latex gloves as she picked up a jar of coffee, shook it, removed the lid before replacing it back on the shelf. She'd already put something in. She was checking to make sure that it was still there.
Okay.
Another clip showed the night cleaner using her sleeve, pulled over her bare hand in an attempt to avoid leaving fingerprints. Now, she denies the two offenses of attempting to administer a poison with intent to injure, aggrieve, or annoy. Now, the court, they heard the contaminated jars of Nescafe Blend 37, in case you're wondering. They were found at offices belonging to an accountant and a company secretary. Well, they say, look, the chemicals were not toxic, nor did they necessarily cause problems. It's alleged that Beal, who's a mother of three, she, in fact, intended harm. The jury in a court case, they heard that she installed a covert camera after she became suspicious at the sight and taste of her beverage. When interviewed by police and told about being filmed, Beal denied any wrongdoing, but admitted that she had, in fact, handled the jar. The court also heard that following her arrest, she was, in fact, fired by Envirograph for gross misconduct. So for reasons we don't know, she's spiking the instant coffee with Viagra. For two women, I don't know what Viagra would do to women.
I don't either.
Probably regulate your blood pressure. So they're saying, like, look, it's not a poison, it's not toxic, but you were still trying to cause them harm. All right, so finally, this one is insane. So a Chinese advertising agency, they're being accused by former employees of moving its offices from the city to a remote mountain area to force them to quit and avoid paying them compensations. Follow along. So in what's been described as one of the most extreme tactics to convince employees to resign, an advertising company based in downtown Xi'an City in China, they moved its office to a rural mountain area with very limited transport options. The accusations were made by a former employee who claimed to be part of a large part of the staff who ended up leaving the company due to the new working conditions. The man, only identified as Chang, he said that the company notified them that they would have to travel to the new location in the Kunming Mountains, which required a 2-hour commute one way, with very limited options for those without a personal car. He says, quote, my colleagues without vehicles had to rely on a bus that ran every 3 hours and then walk another 3 kilometers through mountainous paths to reach the office. Chang said, adding a taxi ride from the nearest railway cost about $8 and the company refused to cover costs. So the new location was allegedly not only remote, but also lacked basic amenities, forcing female employees to travel to the nearest village just to use a public toilet. But they say the number of stray dogs in the area made that journey unsafe, especially after dark. But despite several complaints from employees, management refused to do anything about the situation. So eventually,
After several unsuccessful complaints to the higher-ups, 14 of the 20 employees, including Chang, they turned in a resignation. Bless you, Mike. However, just 4 days after 14 of the 20 turned in a resignation, they were shocked to discover that the company had relocated back to downtown Sheehan City. It was actively looking for new employees to take their place. So they're accusing their former boss of moving the offices to make them quit without having to pay compensation.
Aha.
You see what I'm saying? All right, so we got the three. We have the guy in England who beat up another guy in England because they were at a monster truck show and the glare off of the other guy's bald head from the lights pissed this guy off and beat him to the point of a brain bleed.
It was Birmingham, England.
Birmingham, England, yes.
Okay.
We have the woman that, for reasons we don't know, she was spiking her colleague's coffee with Viagra. The belief is that she was trying to hurt them. We don't know what her beef was, but she was, in fact, guilty and on videotape doing that. And finally, the Chinese company that moved from downtown to out in the mountains, they got, 70% of their workforce to quit, which apparently is what they wanted to do. And after they quit, they moved right back downtown and are now replacing their positions.
Okay, now, Ted, I think one sucks the most. You have a guy with a brain bleed. He went to a concert, and he almost died, or he could have.
I was going to say that one sucks the most. Just
cause yeah, that's the most.
It's weird. It's like bald on bald violence.
It's bald on bald violence. But to me, what makes it worse is whatever your reason, you punch the guy, you knocked him out, he's on the ground. But after you knocked him unconscious, you now jump on top of him and continue to deliver.
Yeah, that's bad.
When it's done, it's done.
I'm going to say, in the China story is horrible too, to try to get out of that situation from a business perspective. I'd hopefully that company could be sued for that.
I don't know Chinese law, man.
I'll say the woman who spiked her coworkers, who are both women, with Viagra sucks the least because we did not hear anything medical.
There's nothing in the story that any medical complications would happen. That's true.
It's weird. It sucks. But I think that one sucks the least.
Yeah, I mean, the China one's pretty bad, too. Like,
it's pretty extreme.
I can't imagine being a female work there and you got to go to a neighboring village.
And between you and the village are stray dogs.
Right.
I mean, it's just like, you don't even have a female toilet here. Come on, man.
Right. And like, look, that is extreme, but
a little bit.
Companies leaving cities to have other people not work for them is not unheard of.
Not unheard of.
Right? And then it kind of switches back and forth. Go to a suburban office park these days. But
yeah, no kidding.
Miles, I'm with you. I mean, you shouldn't poison anybody, but I just didn't think Viagra, unless she knew they had heart conditions, that just doesn't seem like that dangerous.
I mean, they even said that. Like, look, it's non-toxic. Law enforcement was like, we don't believe that you knew it was non-toxic. It just happens to be non-toxic, so we can't hit you with certain charges, but we're going to hit you with every other charge we can.
Right. Yep.
I will say this. When I first read that story, I didn't realize it was two women that she had spiked their stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just imagining like going home on the light rail or in an Uber, and it's just like,
I have an erection. Yeah, I cannot get rid of.
What in the hell is going on?
No matter what I'm thinking. Yeah, that's what made it weird to me. Two women with Viagra. Yeah,
okay.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Show of the Day's coming up. You are listening to the...
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. or sync with your Aura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Men's Room.
The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the Men's Room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
All right, count up minutes. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. Apparently, many of us have been tearing our kitchen parchment paper wrong.
I saw the headline and didn't read it. My wife uses it because she bakes. I don't, so I'm sure she's doing it wrong.
Is it like wax paper?
Sort of.
Yeah. Okay. I gotta get some. Yeah, you do.
Do you?
I don't know, man. There's a lot of recipes I see now, and I'm like, I guess I need that. Yeah. I mean, it would have to be an intense kind of cooking I'm doing.
It's handy to have in there. Yeah. You know, it's one of those where you buy it and you use it for 6 months before you need more.
You'll have it for a long time, but when you need it, you got it.
Right. So basically, they're saying you need to carefully open up the box and then tuck the thing back inside of it on itself so that it acts as a thing to tear it. Really? I don't know. There's a way that we're doing it, and it's wrong. I am sick and tired of the revolution that's going throughout social media where everything's like, you've been peeling your oranges wrong.
No, you haven't.
Right.
Are you eating the peel? If you're not, you did it right.
Exactly. You're using this product that has been made for this specific thing. You've been using it wrong.
Yeah.
If I was using it wrong, it'd come with instructions that was like, why are you doing it that way?
Hey, you know what else?
What else, Ted?
I'm sick of these food hacks.
Yeah.
You didn't hack anything at McDonald's. You shoved a fish fillet in a Big Mac.
Right.
That's not a hack. It's a decision you made because you like those flavors.
Correct. Yeah.
People have been doing it for years. Bill Cosby, I know everyone loves him, but on The Cosby Show, his big thing was he would stuff his potato chips on his sandwich. Because a lot of people take a bite of the sandwich and eat the potato chips.
Yeah.
So he would just make it work. It's not a food hack.
Right.
It's what he does.
This is a really good sandwich.
Right. I've done it a few times, like on a ham and cheese, bro. Seriously. Lay out some Lay's on there. Exactly. Boy, so good.
Yeah, right. I like it, Mike. Let's pitch about more stuff.
Let's do it. You know what? Here, I got some for you, Ted. PETA, you love them, right?
Oh, well, sure, when I'm eating Mediterranean.
Oh, Jesus.
Well done.
Good job.
I'll go chop it up.
PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Thank you, Ted. You know what? Yeah, that's all yours, buddy.
Oh, that PETA.
Yeah. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, they're coming after merry-go-rounds.
This is when they get stupid.
All right.
Listen, there are
merry-go-rounds hurt?
Look, there's horses. Things we agree with and things we don't agree with. As far as PETA goes, right? You got to have some respect and all that, but certain industries work a certain way.
Sure.
But when you step outside and go, you're depicting animals as creatures that children could ride. First of all, I do not know how stupid you were as a child. And now that I'm a parent, you can see where the stupidity is. But at no point did my kids think, one, they were real animals. Two, at no point has my child ever in their lives asked me to ride a real lion. They have the ability to understand.
Oh, carousels.
That on a carousel, this lion is a fake lion. And yes, you can ride it. And then in real life, they recognize it will kill you. I don't want to. So PETA,
Maybe expand your intellect and don't assume everyone's kids are as stupid as your kids. That's all.
Merry-go-round is more like, to me, when you say merry-go-round, think about one in a playground the kids are spinning.
Okay.
Whereas, aren't you fancy? Carousel must have all the animals, aren't
you? Yeah.
You're not wrong. I'm just saying.
That's what I'm saying.
But yeah, that's the problem. They're riding an ostrich. Correct. They're riding a fake ostrich.
It is depicting animals that is depicting them in a way that they are used for entertainment and amusement. And that's setting basically, it's normalizing that behavior toward horses, which they don't like.
That's why there's so many serial killers. No, sir, because Dexter came out.
That's right.
And they made it okay for all of us that want to be serial killers to be serial killers.
That's why meth is legal.
Right. Back up, shut up, and get over it. Guys, don't assume everyone is as stupid as you are. I'm sorry, man. There's just certain things you're like, really? Really? How about Disney? Lions don't talk. They would not say, Mkata, Bayata, whatever the hell they say.
Hakuna Matata.
I don't know. I didn't like the movie.
I will teach you Swahili, sir.
Mike.
I don't know why.
Took Swahili in high school. Comes in handy in Eden Claw, man.
Yeah, you two walk in a room. Who's the Swahili teacher?
No, talk to Mike.
It's obviously Mike.
Mike.
Hey, look, his wife is from Tawanda. That's close
there
enough.
There you go.
Mike, did you get a Swahili badge in Boy Scouts?
It's more of a sash.
On the sash? Yeah.
And speaks Swahili.
Damn. Oh, boy. Bad news for those of you that partake in the green, because Canadian researchers found that regular cannabis users are more likely to develop an anxiety disorder.
Well, I can't relax.
Well, it's not my fault.
It's the whole point.
Everyone's watching me, man.
Right. Well, I feel like that's not unknown either. You smoke weed, you get a little anxious. You get paranoid if you do it a little
but
too much.
But it also depends on the strand of weed.
That's been
right?
known.
I've been smoking for longer than I should admit, right? But there's still some strands where I'm like, ooh, I feel more paranoid than happy, but I know what I'm doing, so it's fine. Other ones, I'm like, this is the most hilarious thing ever. You don't know.
Sure.
Yeah, some sativas can be, like, people are like, this is great. You could work on it, this and that. I'm always like, nah. I like smoking weed at the end of the day to kind of slow it down.
Exactly.
Yes.
I don't want to be a functioning stoner.
Unless you pass me a joint, and then I don't care.
I didn't say I was not a functioning stoner. What I said is I would simply smoke more weed at home.
There you go. So, there you go.
Remember Weed Week? Yeah.
Yeah.
That should be coming up.
I'm about to say, we got about a month and a half, 2 months here.
They told us not to do it, so I say we do it.
They told you not to put on diapers and try to crap yourself.
This is my point. I heard what they said. I've taken it under advisement. I talked with my counselors, and what they said was, who cares?
There you go.
They'll get over it. They can be mad. And what
you
say, me when I'm high. Okay. And here's the beauty of it, Mike. When they get upset, during Weed Week, because seriously, hey, man, can you guys stop doing that? And we did, but now I'm thinking, let's do it anyway. So they might get mad, but you go, you know, man, you need a joint.
Relax.
If this upsets you, Weed Week is for you.
You don't need to send out a company-wide email every year.
What's the old thing, like the first day of a new job, just going stoned as hell?
Who came up? I've never heard that.
So they'll just assume that's your normal look.
Thank you. Thank you. I've always argued be mediocre at everything. That way you guys don't ask me to do anything later.
Right. Well, it's hard, too. You get, like, unless you come in smelling like weed, I know you look stoned, but if you were like, I'm not stoned, I'd have to believe you. And little do you know, it's my first day, and I've been blazed forever.
Nah,
like,
man.
Trust me. Remember, hair club used to get on me. He's like, how stoned are you? I'm like, I'm hungover. I wish I was stoned.
Right.
Like, if I was stoned, you'd know it.
Yep. Right.
Son of a bitch.
I know. Like, I'm angry. Irritable. Do I seem like I'm stoned?
Right.
Now I need a joint.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Also a nap.
Oh, man. There's a handful of things in life that we collectively all go through. However, we just, for whatever reason, we don't ever admit it. All but right. We all go through it. In fact, there's an entire list.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
You good, Ted?
10 things we all do. But never admit to. I don't know if we all do this or did this, but as my older brother was discovering himself, I would venture into his room for a CD, and what I found on one occasion was disturbing. It was cylindrical, hollow, and appeared to be constructed from gauze, I assume a sock, and medical tape, and it had blotchy, opaque splotches on it. I'll just leave that image right here. Yeah.
Your brother's like the MacGyver of masturbation.
that was before the flashlight.
I never said that's what it was for.
We know that's what it was for.
Mike, I don't know. You asked that question. The only thing came to my head, like, oh, like that one time we tried on women's underwear?
At Nordstrom.
Yeah. Just pull it into the dressing room real quick.
I like this underwear that you have it in my size.
Damn it, man. I feel pretty incompetent.
I'll tell you one of the weirdest conversations I ever had in radio. It was an amateur boxer, and he was right below the professional line, right?
All right.
And he's a tough dude. He's a boxer. And he's dead serious about everything that he says. And we're doing this interview. And I said something about what you wear under your boxing shorts. And he's like, yeah, yeah. I put on Victoria's Secret underwear. I think he's joking. So I'm like, then I realized his face has not changed. Like, you're being serious. Go, yeah, what's wrong with that? Well, you're a professional boxer, so nothing. But dude wore Victoria's Secret.
Silk.
Women's underwear. Silk specifically. Under his boxing shorts when he boxed. And the thing is, when you watch him box, he'd beat the piss out of people.
He was unapologetic about it.
You bet.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to say anything.
There was...
that was a beast.
There was somebody, I think it was an improv artist, I heard this story, that he got over his fear of stage fright by putting a bagel in his pants every time he went up there on stage. It was kind of the inside joke that only he knew about, and so it got him to quit focusing on the crowd, focusing on him, because all he could think about
is... There's a bagel on my pants.
I have a bagel in my pants.
They put it in the front or the back?
The front. Yeah.
You had to ask.
Well, I don't know.
I would definitely do front, man.
Yeah.
If you said you must put a bagel in your pants, I'm definitely going to.
Well, you can hold it into place.
You're going to double O-ring it?
It could be like a little pool floaty for your boys.
Yeah. Like a little hemorrhoid pillow?
Yeah.
Have you ever done that with a donut?
No.
Oh.
Done what with a donut?
I'll bring it to somebody. Just
serve it up, as it were. So these are things that we all do but never admit to. Or maybe we do.
or maybe we do.
I think I like donuts too much.
You ever done that with donuts?
But I guess
it's not your donut.
She's eating the donut.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We sometimes enjoy others' misfortune comes in at the bottom of the list.
Oh, sure.
You're darn right.
Yeah.
Especially depending on who it is. Sometimes you see the person that's like, just dessert showed up.
Yeah.
Finally.
Other times, good people, you feel bad for them.
Yep, it's fact.
I think the common line you always say is... Couldn't happen to a better guy.
That's right.
Right. And when you hear that, we know exactly what that means. He sucks good.
We don't always like sharing.
No.
Of course not. That's why we have to be taught to share when we're younger. Because it sucks. I'm losing out on what I have because I get to give you more. Hooray. I'm a good person.
Do I see the benefit? So they've done studies on this, right? They do it, and it sounds bad, with monkeys and with little children.
Mm-hmm.
Adults leave the room, will they share? They got the camera on them, and they found that kids, believe it or not, if it's someone they know and are close to, they will share because they want their friends to be happy. Sure. It's a good sign for humanity. The bad sign for humanity is if you're a stranger, like F you, monkeys and other animals, they actually share.
Also, sharing responsibilities. I mean, do you have a closet in your bedroom?
Yes.
What percentage of it is yours?
Zero.
Do you have drawers in your bedroom?
No.
So everything's in the closet.
Everything's downstairs.
Where's your clothes?
Downstairs.
So you have to go downstairs and change.
Correct.
See, that's not sharing.
No, it's not.
Not at all.
No,
that's
no.
That's being married to an only child.
I mean, even as an adult, there's certain times like I'll share stuff, then there's not.
Right.
I mean, look, I'm sure you guys, if somebody outside a bar, you don't mind giving them a cigarette.
No.
But if you got one or, say, two left, no. You got to take the bus. You're going to be like, no, I only got those left.
But there's certain things where you got to be a hard ass. So the kids are, hey, you seem to like the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Can I try a bowl? No.
Yeah.
You can have a spoonful of mine. They go, this is really good. I know it's good. That's why you can't have any. There are certain things I have no problem telling the kids, not going to share. Been stealing my son's, what is this, Snapple Peach Tea?
Yeah.
This S is delicious. So he got wind of this. And a couple of days ago, he's like, Dad, you keep stealing my Snapple tea and taking it to work. I said, how much money have you spent on it? And then there's dead silence. You go, right, you're sharing now.
Yes.
You're sharing. I did not know it was delicious.
Things we
I was going to say, like on Christmas Eve, my sister sent me these fancy miniature cupcakes.
Okay.
And and on Christmas Eve, I had some friends over and some of them brought kids. They weren't allowed to touch them. I told another
cupcakes in the house with kids and they're not allowed to touch them.
No.
No.
Sorry.
No, that was a gift. I told my other buddy, I literally said, this is not drunk food.
Yeah. So they're all for you.
No, I handed some of them out. But
I get to dictate.
I get to, right.
I gotcha. This
expensive.
Is not open.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Things we all do but never admit to, we enjoy gossip, shows up on the list. Yeah. While we might publicly condemn it, many of us secretly enjoy a bit of gossip. You're darn right we do.
You call it gossip if you don't care.
Right. Right. Gossip especially. Like work, like everybody's going to hear it, but like I like gossip when I know the people involved, but I don't really know them. Like, oh, lay it on me.
Yeah. We judge books by their cover shows up on the list.
It should. It's why they spend money to hire an artist to come up with the cover.
Bro, like, I don't judge a movie by its trailer.
I don't think they're just talking about books, bud.
Okay, Mike, that's fine.
Well, it's why it's funny that you're teaching Swahili. Right? I'm clearly making a joke about your appearance.
There you go. Everyone has a best and worst friend. Again, these are things that we all do but never admit to.
But to me, your best friend's your worst friend. And I would say, look.
Write that down on a meme. That's great.
Brother, I've said this publicly. A good friend prevents you from getting arrested when you're drunk and you're mouthing off to the cops, right? That's what a good friend does. Your best friend, when you wake up in the morning in the jail cell, they're next to you like, I got you back, bro. Your best friend is a guy that goes toe-to-toe with you and you still make bad decisions.
That's right.
A good friend, who is not your best friend, prevented you from going through this. I believe that's true. Like, I have a lot of good friends. I've got a couple of best friends. Your best friend's me. We got stories we can't tell.
Okay, but that also means that your best friend might have pulled you into the jail cell.
It doesn't matter.
It matters
you're there
to
together.
Me.
Because I would have done it with them anyway. And my thing is when I wake up and I go like, Miles.
Yes.
I'm glad it's you.
Rehearsing.
That means whatever I did.
And I go, oh, my knee. I can't move it.
Sorry.
Rehearsing conversations that will never happen. I do that all the time.
What's a situation
that never happened?
When you need to confront somebody, or you should have said something.
Oh, I do that a lot after the fact.
I thought you meant like, how did I end up on the moon?
Or if it's something maybe you messed up or whatever, you know you're going to get it talking to. But you don't feel like, all right, well, he says this, I'm going to say that. Or she says this, I'm going to say that.
I do
that
a lot.
You probably do it in relationships.
Because, my wife's usually right.
Which does go to number two, which is we sometimes talk to ourselves. Dude,
me too.
If I drive into work, I am talking to myself. It is silent. There is no radio. There is no Spotify. There is no nothing. I am silent and talking to myself all the way home.
I do it every morning
before
I get in the shower to come to work. Because it's, hey, man, we got a job you got to do. We're going to do it. Does not matter how you feel.
You're typing yourself.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Yes, your kids have driven you crazy. That's no one else's problem. Yes, you forgot to do blank, but it's like, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go, man. Nobody cares.
I want to cook dinner or go out?
Nobody here. The number one thing that we all do but never admit to is going to shock you.
All right.
Was him.
I absolutely own up to it. And here's the thing about it. Take ownership of what you do. And I say, hey, man, that was me that farted. All you do is get grief.
That's right.
I'm just saying.
All you do is get people get mad at you.
Right.
So you blame somebody else. Mm-hmm.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app That's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
A ring was found on the coast of Maine, Miles, and the owner didn't want it back.
Why not?
I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, it's going to contest online or maybe not for Profile This.
Yeah.
At 206-803-ROCK, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve, a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast Robert McGee of Tacoma, Washington. First, let me share a small part of an email that I got from a listener named David Arbaugh. Okay? So the email reads, in part, quote, Steve, I know you always sing the praises of, and he's right, if you're going to be a criminal, at least be smart. He's 100% correct. But if you must be a criminal, don't also be stupid. That's kind of my thing. Like, I robbed a bank, and then I put it up on Facebook, me counting the money. Mm-hmm. That's just stupid. You actually disgrace humanity. So Dave turned me on to a story that almost met my criteria. Police recently made an arrest in connection with a burglary of a Bellevue Rare Coins in Tacoma. Now, authorities even called the break-in and theft of $300,000
wow.
worth of gold and silver coins and gold and silver bars a movie-style burglary. So what they did is they broke into the vacant building next door. They used a sledgehammer to break through the cinder block wall and then cut through the drywall to get to the rare coins. Now, they'd put something on a pole to block a motion sensor, but still, it tripped an alarm, but they avoided the camera. So when the owner actually checked in real time when his alarm went off, he looked, and he just saw an empty room. Nothing moving around, just an empty room. So he figured it was a malfunction. That was part of their plan. I go like, all right, Ocean's mm-hmm. 11 style. Now, as a result, as a result of their theft, the thieves made off, again, with $300,000 worth of a haul. Now, that, ladies and gentlemen, is how it's done, right? We know there's a motion sensor. We know they have cameras. We set up the motion sensor. He gets a real-time thing. He looks. It's just an empty room. Nothing's happening. Yeah. But authorities found one piece of evidence that tipped the scale in their favors. They found a blue crowbar, which already, to me, is a little suspicious since most are black, with the name McGee engraved on it. And that's why we're toasting one Robert McGee. Brother, you went through all of that to block a camera, trick the motion sensor, trick the owner, all these things, and you left behind a blue crowbar, which is already different, with your name engraved on the side. Yeah, that's what we're toasting you. He was arrested and charged with burglary, malicious mischief, and theft. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. You're so close. You went through all of that, all these things to avoid detection, and you left a crowbar that had your name on it. You're pathetic, and you're a disgrace to humanity. Like, be a criminal, but don't be stupid. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.